Now for our story. Ben Calvert was worried. He couldn't understand his daughter's sudden decision to take a trip to California. Ben didn't believe Kit's statement that she simply wanted to take a vacation. Tonight, when he stopped by to see her, Kit once more denied his suggestion that there was any domestic difficulty between herself and Bill. It had occurred to Ben that perhaps Kit was more disturbed than was apparent by what he had told her a short time ago. The medical history of her mother's family. A background Ben felt Kit had to know about when he discovered how serious she was becoming about wanting a child of her own. Ben asked her if this was why she wanted to get away. But when Kit Mead denied it, she wasn't being entirely truthful. She didn't tell her father that she is expecting a child. A child whose coming she now dreads in view of what her father told her. No, Kit didn't tell Ben Calvert the real motive for her leaving Wakefield. A departure of which Ben highly disapproves, knowing as he does how eagerly the town will gossip about it. A departure of which Jesse Ward highly approves, and for the same reason. Yes, Ben's secretary was only too aware that his one vulnerable spot is his pride. If she could only find out why Kit was going to California. Perhaps this was the opportunity she'd been waiting for. Perhaps this would be the knowledge that would at last give her a chance to dictate the terms. It was nearly 9 o'clock at night. The storm that had broken earlier had subsided into a gentle but steady rainfall. A car pulled up in front of one of the bungalows of the Wakefield Auto Court. A woman got out, scurried across the soggy ground to the shelter of the porch.
Oh, hello, Jesse.
I just came by for a moment to...
Come on in.
Thanks. Well, I just came by to bring you your train ticket.
Well, you shouldn't have bothered, Jesse. I could have picked him up in the morning.
Well, I was at the movie, so I thought I might as well stop by here on my way home.
That's very nice of you.
Well, if I can ever find them in all this clutter. I really must clean out this purse. Would you mind if I took off my coat? My car was parked a block from the movie, so of course I got the coat.
No, I certainly. Here, let me take it, Jesse.
Thank you. Oh, let me see. Oh, yes, here it is.
Oh, thanks. A week from today. That's not very far off.
Aren't you eager to go, kid?
What?
Oh, of course. Wait, too bad. Bill can't go with you,
isn't it?
You won't have nearly as much fun without him.
I'm not looking for fun, Jesse.
Well, I should think after being marooned here in Wakefield, you'd want a little excitement. And you must have a host of friends out there.
Oh, yes. I don't intend to die of boredom. But I do want to get some good rest, lots of sunshine.
Rest? Oh, that doesn't sound like you.
Doesn't it?
Kit, are you ill?
Why do you ask that? Do I look ill?
Why, no.
Jesse, did Dad send you over here to pump me?
He most certainly did not.
Well, I don't understand why there's all this curiosity and hullabaloo over my taking a simple trip. First, Dad thinks I'm being mysterious about something, has all kinds of wild ideas, and now you, Jesse.
Well, I will admit that I'm curious, but so much about it I don't understand.
What, for instance?
I know that if I had been married less than a year, you have. Well, But I guess you modern young people aren't as sentimental about being separated and all. And I expect that's a very sensible and healthy attitude.
Yes, it is.
But I must say, I don't see how you can think of staying away so long.
I have no idea how long I'll be gone.
Oh, but I thought you said you were going to stay more than a month. Why, I thought that was why you didn't get a round-trip ticket.
Hmm.
Well, I certainly envy you. My, I wish I could get away from this town for a while.
Why don't you?
Maybe I will.
Cigarette?
No, thanks.
Tastes good. My third today.
What? You must be trying to stop.
No. Oh, just cutting down a little.
Well, I guess I should be running along. Where's Bill, by the way?
He's not back from camp yet. I imagine this rain's held him up.
Yes, probably so. You know, Kit, this is the first time I've been in your home. I never would have thought you'd turn into such a housewife.
Neither would I.
But, of course, when a woman's in love and happy, she can do almost anything. And I imagine Bill is... Well, he's always struck me as being what you'd call a family man.
Jesse, if you'll excuse me, I'm doing some packing.
Of course, Kit, but why are you packing so far ahead of time?
There are a few things I can put in now. Might as well get that over with.
You know, Kit...
What?
Well, I don't know why, but somehow I have this feeling that you're not really happy about this trip. That you don't really want to go.
Why would I be leaving then?
Well, that's true. Why would you? I thought perhaps your father had discouraged you about her.
Dad?
Well, I know how Ben feels about it. I even thought he might succeed in persuading you not to go.
Did you?
But I do think Ben's being rather silly. Of course, Wakefield will talk. That's what a little town like this does best. Your father's always been like that, though, and I will admit there's some reason for it.
Really?
There are a lot of people here who feel they have scores to settle with Ben.
You mean nearly the entire populace, don't you? Yes, I know my father.
No, it's too bad. You know, Kit, I think what Ben wants more than anything else is to be liked and admired. But things being the way they are, that's why he has such a chip on his shoulder about being laughed at.
Who's going to laugh at him because I'm going away, for heaven's sake?
Well, a lot of people will look upon it as a gesture of defeat.
Defeat?
Well, I'm only quoting your father, Kit.
And why am I supposed to be defeated?
Well, I mean, you're married.
Oh, that.
Well, just because Bill went with Peggy Douglas. But as I told Ben, why should you worry, I said. Kit doesn't.
Well, you've gotten around to it at last, haven't you, Jesse?
What do you mean?
So you think as Dad does that I'm leaving Bill because of Peggy Douglas. This is really getting to be funny.
Oh, I don't think that at all. I did it one time.
And what do you think now, Jesse?
Why should I think anything? Except what you told me. Well, let me go. Where did I put my coat? Oh, I see it. Are you really taking just that one bag?
The Fortnighter? Yes, that's all. And that little overnight bag over there.
Well, I don't see how you'll get one-tenth of your wardrobe in there.
I'm not taking many things.
Oh, but you have such beautiful clothes, Kit. And such a lot. And you certainly need more than that suitcase will hold.
Well, I'll buy some things out there.
Oh, that reminds me. Your father asked me to pick out something from one of the fashion magazines for your birthday. I thought I'd better consult you.
Oh, I don't care. Anything.
Well, but if you're getting new outfits, wouldn't you like something to wear out with?
No. No, I don't care what you select for me, Jesse, but I don't want anything to wear.
All right. Well, good night, kid.
You're going?
Well, many thanks for the ticket.
Not at all.
Goodbye.
Jesse Ward hurried to her car. She was sitting there looking for her keys when another car pulled up. A farm pickup truck. One that Jesse thought she recognized. A man in uniform got out. From the dim light of the street lamp, Jesse recognized him and the girl who leaned out the window to say something to him.
Bill Meade and Peggy Douglas. Well, maybe she was just giving him a lift into town. Yes, maybe. Oh, this has been a very interesting evening. Bill and Peggy. Kip going away for a long vacation without taking any extra clothes. I think I have an idea. And wouldn't this town love to know about it? And wouldn't Ben do anything to see that it didn't hear about it?
I wonder to what you're referring, Jesse. I wonder if that ferret-like mind of yours has guessed at the truth. Is your idea, Jesse, that Kit's going to have a baby?